Vicko, Kentucky, in the southern corner of Perry County, is known by its town slogans as the little town with a big heart and the town too tough to die. And this past Monday night, in a 3-1 vote by the city's commissioners, it made another name for itself by becoming the first municipality in eastern Kentucky and only the fourth city in the state to pass a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender anti-discrimination fairness ordinance. Chris Hartman, director of the Fairness Campaign and a steering committee member of the statewide Fairness Coalition, knows this is no little feat.
It's an historic passage because it's the first community in a decade in Kentucky that has passed an anti-discrimination fairness law, and it's the smallest city in America to do so.
Incorporated in 1964, Vicko has a current population of 334 residents. Vicko's name stands for Virginia Iron, Coal, and Coke, a large land business still in operation in central Appalachia. And now Vicko joins Louisville, Lexington, and Covington as one of only four cities in the state to have a fairness ordinance on the books. Vicko's city attorney and commissioners have been working closely with the Fairness Coalition as a part of the coalition's efforts to have fairness ordinances passed at the local level statewide. Michael Aldridge is executive director of the ACLU of Kentucky, one of the five organizations that make up the coalition.
Within Kentucky, there has been a growing movement in a number of cities over the last few years for local ordinances to extend protections, because right now, before Monday, only three communities in Kentucky had local fairness ordinances, so only about 25 to 30% of Kentuckians were protected.
And while a recent poll by the Shapiro Group found that 83% of Kentuckians support anti-discrimination fairness protections, many are surprised to find out that these protections are not already in place for LGBT individuals.
Most folks think that the State Civil Rights Act or that the Federal Civil Rights Act prohibits that type of discrimination. But the reality is that there are certain folks who are considered to be in protected classes: women, people of color, people born in other countries, but sexual orientation and gender identity are not included there. So it leaves people who are or who are perceived to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender vulnerable to that type of legal discrimination. There was an incident in Richmond just last year where a lesbian couple that was taking maternity photos in a park was forced to leave just because they were identified as lesbians. They had no legal repercussions at all. There was nothing that they could do about that.
Kentucky is one of 29 states that does not have such protections. So until a bill is passed that would amend the State Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes, it is up to local municipalities to enact the ordinance. Eric Ashley is the city attorney of Vicko, and since the vote Monday evening...
Oh, the response so far has been overwhelmingly positive. You're talking about social media. On social media, I haven't seen one negative comment, no negative tone, nothing. In fact, there's a group here doing a story about it from Louisville, and they've spent last night and all of today trying to find a negative comment and can't find anything. Here it is, 1:30 or almost 2 o'clock, and they still haven't been here since last night, so haven't found one negative viewpoint, period. And that was the general tone, too, during the city council meeting was, this is how we treat people anyway. Why don't we just put it on paper? You know, a lot of it is point of view. I mean, you know, people are hesitant to put a stamp of approval on a lifestyle. But when you really look at the ordinance, it's protecting people in general. And not only homosexual people, it's protecting heterosexual people, too.
This past week, Vicko has been swamped by the press. The news has been featured on the Rachel Maddow Show, and reporters have been coming in from as far away as the New York Times. And as Eric Ashley sees it, part of the story is why it's such a big story at all.
If this happened in California, it'd be a non-story. However, you know, the negative stereotype that we suffer here in Kentucky leads people to believe that this couldn't possibly go on in eastern Kentucky. So I think that's the story. I think it's a good thing to show people that it's not true.
Johnny Cummings is the mayor of Vicko, and neither he nor Ashley ever expected they would be getting this much media attention.
Response from all this is just shocked that, you know, because they think of Appalachia as being very prejudiced and very ignorant, and I'm hoping this shows that, you know, we're no different than the people in California or anywhere else, and our viewpoints are not as limited, and that they don't put us down as much as they always have.
You know, and another thing that shocks them, there was nobody that showed up to the public meeting that was advertised to speak against it. I mean, you would think, an outsider would think that in a city of this size, located where it is, there'd be an outpouring of sentiment against it at the public meeting, to comment against it. But there wasn't one person. Nobody was here to say anything against it.
As mayor and city attorney, neither Cummings nor Ashley had a vote on the matter. Only the four city commissioners did. But Ashley facilitated the discussion, and maybe the real story is what can be learned from Vicko's approach.
It was actually an excellent discussion. It was very open and frank. Nobody was offended. There was nothing offensive that went on. Just very open-minded discussion about concerns. And the overall tone of the meeting was what's best for the city. So, I mean, I think that speaks volumes. If you look at on the national level, I think if people could speak with an open mind, not worry about political repercussions, you had nobody that was discussing anything among party lines. I have no idea, the four commissioners have no idea who's Republican, who's Democrat. I couldn't tell, I couldn't tell by what they said. I think you'd have a lot better discussion like we have here.
And as Chris Hartman is seeing firsthand, the impact of Vicko's vote is reverberating throughout the state.
Michael Aldridge, the executive director of the ACLU, and I have been unable to keep up with our inboxes of leaders in other communities around the state contacting us to say, we're so excited about Vicko, how do we get this movement started in our community? Or how do we advance the movement that's already underway here? We've counted at least 15 different communities across the Commonwealth that don't currently have fairness protections that are working from a grassroots level to affect that sort of change there at home. And we couldn't be more excited. And that's what's ultimately going to tip the balance in the state.
A fairness bill has been introduced in the Kentucky legislature for the past 10 years and will be put forward again in the House and the Senate in the coming months. And as the Fairness Coalition continues to push for statewide protection for all citizens, Johnny Cummings and Eric Ashley see the fairness ordinance as a part of Vicko's efforts to revitalize the city. As Cummings told me while opening a pack of cigarettes in the Vicko City Hall, when he first took office just 7 months ago.
Oh, we had a lot of repairs to do. I said, it was a couple hundred thousand dollars in debt. We had the sewer system not working. We just had a whole lot of Mr. Fix-its to do.
These are dire economic times for the nation, especially for this part of the nation. The future here, and that's something that I've been asked in the last few days, is what's the future of Vicko? And I think the future of Vicko is the people. But when you create positive things like the 4th of July and the Easter things that the mayor and the city puts on, this just creates an overall positive atmosphere and gives people hopefully an alternative to drug use and underage drinking and things of that nature. Some of the other things we've enacted, like fixing the sewage treatment plant that's been sort of neglected for several years. All these are increasing the overall quality of life for the city of Vicko, for all people.
Under Cummings' leadership, the city is now operating in the black, has reduced water loss in the local system from 47% to 1% by replacing old water lines, is building a new city park, and just approved a bid to upgrade the town's sewage treatment plant. And when asked about Vicko's future, as Cummings sees it.
Well, Vicko's real small, but there's not much room for growth, but there's a whole lot of room for change, and that's what I see. I see what it could be instead of what it is now. We've came a little way in the last little bit, but I basically want it to be a good community-based town. The people here are very, community-interested, and they all try to help one another. And I just think that's fabulous.
Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Sylvia Ryerson in Whitesburg.